Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to part two of our conversation with Melissa Clevenger about delivering messages. Is giving a spirit permission to use yourself for communication, having done that now,
I don't recommend it.
A wise idea. I think it probably depends on the person and how comfortable they are with this idea.
Yeah.
You strike me as someone who probably would not be super comfortable with it until after you said it. And it's like, oh, shit, I shouldn't have offered that up. That was a bad idea.
I actually don't recommend it.
Sure.
After I did it, I don't think it's a good idea.
Okay.
It was very weird. Like I said, I was very confused, and I wouldn't want somebody that I don't know to take over me. I don't recommend it.
Was that the only time you've ever spoken that out loud because it was your cousin?
It is.
Okay.
It is. That is the only time.
Yeah. Did others at that time notice anything different in you?
They did. They, my husband and my friend, they just kept saying, "What is wrong with you? And why are you?" Because I kept giggling, and they're like, "Why are you giggling?" And I was moving weird, and they said I was very odd. And then all of a sudden, I kind of just snapped out of it, but. Yeah, that wasn't the best experience.
Sure. That had to be very, bizarre and odd and somewhat overwhelming.
Yes. And then I wonder, is that how they see us when you pass on? I mean, do we look pale with our faces sinking in? It was a rather distorted, it was a scary look. So I don't know.
Have you ever been in a case where you were at a home and it was, a private investigation and you were receiving messages, from the other side, verbally or just kind of like a download with information that you were able to give to the people in the home that matched up with, stuff that there's no way you really would have known without you receiving that sort of message?
I haven't had that too much as far as doing private investigations. I can feel if there's a good or a bad energy. Sometimes I'll get really short, glimpses of things, but I haven't really been, I don't know if maybe it's just they don't know me, it's they're not connecting with me. Yeah, I haven't gotten the messages like that, unfortunately, so mm-hmm. I can't give my full help other than what I get on my equipment.
Sure. And I know you said a majority of the cases that you go into, you know, they seem to be fairly benign or mm-hmm. positive, or they're not, you know, demons all the time. But, you know, yeah. obviously sometimes someone who's done this for a while, you do run into those sort of situations where something doesn't necessarily feel benign or super positive. Not necessarily saying it's evil, but, you know, there's assholes in the world, and there's going to be assholes who are ghosts, too.
I always say that if you were that way in life, you yeah. probably are that way in death.
Yeah. So,
be a good person.
It shouldn't be shocking, and it's not necessarily Satan if you're there and it's just feeling like this is a creepy person. You know, you can walk through the grocery store and probably guarantee find one creepy person somewhere.
Absolutely.
So when you're at a case and you do come across something that feels kind of negative, and the level of negativity can vary quite a bit, but how mm-hmm. does that affect you, being someone who does feel a little more sensitivity than most?
I can feel it, and it kind of changes how you ask questions or how you try to get responses. Sometimes you have to be a little more stern. I mean, we don't provoke or anything like that. I don't believe in that, but we, sometimes you do have to talk to them a little bit different.
Sure. What kinds of validation have you received? You mentioned earlier that, you know, kind of when you were getting more into this and really finding a passion for this, was some of the reasoning because you had lost several people in your life, and that very good reason right there to think, if there's something to this, I would want to be able to communicate with them. And you've kind of mentioned a few here and there, but what kinds of more meaningful communications have you had or attempted to have had with those who you have lost in your life, and what has come across?
One really interesting one, which this wasn't a thing I was told, but it was when I was doing an investigation. So my brother passed away in 1997. It was a road construction accident. So very sudden. We didn't know it was going to happen. The story that I knew and was told was that he was putting the flags down and the driver turned and ran him over and drove on. So I've, for 20 years, I basically have not forgiven the person who's done it. I've held that anger, mm-hmm. Not to admit that, but I have.
Sure.
So about a little over a year ago, I investigated my dad's house, and I was doing the ghost box and asking my brother questions, and nothing, no responses, no radio signal. It was quiet. Well, then on my way back to Wisconsin, I was going over my audio, and there were actually answers that sounded like my brother, which we didn't hear it with our ears. But he said, first I asked who lived here, and he said, you, me, and dad, and then it said Preston, which was our last name, so that validated it was him. And then he said, sorry, I was killed. Eric messed up, which his name was Eric. Mm-hmm. Well, I wrote that in my last book, and when my dad read my book, he sat me down, and he's like, because I said in the book that I felt he was telling me to forgive the guy who did it, and that he messed up, and for me, that was, you know, what I needed to hear. But then my dad said, he's like, I know what your brother was saying. He said, the story that you knew isn't what happened. I guess the earth mover moved up, and my brother's other job was to clean the front blade off. And my brother didn't tell the driver that he was going to go clean it, and he jumped out in front to clean it. And the guy didn't know he was there, so he ran him over. So my brother messed up. So basically, it took 20 years for me to find out what really happened, and all these years I blame that driver. So yeah, 20 years though to get an answer from investigating was just, it's kind of mind blowing in a way.
Yeah.
But I needed that, and I needed to forgive that person and know it wasn't their fault. So that's kind of why I do what I do, though, is a lot of these answers people need. You hold on to stuff your whole life, and maybe we need the people who passed to, you know, help us forgive or help us move on, and just knowing that they're around. So if I can help other people with, because I know I've helped myself, that's important. Sorry, that was a long answer.
No, that's good. I mean, how did that, I mean, when you got that message, you know, how did that affect you, you know, kind of immediately? What was there? I mean, you went for 20 some years believing one story, and suddenly you find out that that story isn't the accurate account of what happened. And you even got confirmation from it, from your brother, who had been passed away. It wasn't just, you know, your dad saying, well, you know, we told you the story to, you know, make it easier or whatever,
yeah,
you know,
so bad. Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, there's one thing of getting that, but then there's one thing of actually getting the validation from your brother as well, that would make it so much more powerful. I would imagine, I mean, just with anything, you know, trying to deprogram what you had believed and what you had thought for so many years, it's not as easy as just flipping a switch and suddenly it's gone. I mean, how did you handle that? How did you process that over time to make that move to forgiving and kind of moving forward and taking that burden off of yourself?
It actually was a little quicker than you would think. It was almost instantly I felt horrible that I mean, the person didn't know I blamed them, and they didn't know that I hated them for 20 years, but
sure.
Just instantly, though, I felt sorry for that person now. So rather than the anger, I feel sorry. I mean, this person has dealt with this for 20 years of knowing what happened, and here I feel horrible that but I needed that for my brother to, you know, to be able to forgive. It was a life-changing message he gave me.
Mm-hmm. And that's just amazing that can happen like that. And it sounds like it really, you know, took, you know, it gave you such relief after something like that went on.
Relief is a good word, yeah. I mean, I wish it wouldn't have happened to him, but knowing that, you know, he made a mistake. Unfortunately, it cost his life, but mistakes happen, and nobody else caused this. It was a mistake.
Have you been able to give another person out there through an investigation or whatnot, maybe not, you know, necessarily the same or the gravity of what happened with you, but do you feel that there's been cases where you've been able to connect some dots for some people and help them find some peace that otherwise they wouldn't have had you and some of your team not been involved?
I wish I could say yes. I don't think that I've been able to offer that really to anybody. I think I've been able more to just give them the validation that their loved ones are still around and validation that it is their loved one. I would say that's probably the extent on what I've been able to do. Unfortunately, I don't think I've given them the life-changing messages.
I wonder, you know, because sometimes when people get messages, they're not necessarily always going to, you know, bear their soul to everyone around them. But I wonder how many times they get messages and then after some thinking and pondering, they connect some dots and go, wow, this really connected some dots. You have that Wisconsin modesty thing going on. I know you're not even originally from there, but you've picked it up. And it sucks because I live with it all the time. And you can never just be like, you can't be like, I did that. Yes. It's like, no, yeah. I didn't do that. It's okay. Would you like some Friday night fish? You know? but it's a thing. It is. Having been out of the state now for 20 years, I can look at that and go, that is such a thing.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
I try to give everyone so much credit for what they do, but yeah, when it comes to myself,
he's like none.
No, I don't.
No, that's I think that is a symptom of that area, and I don't know what that is or why that is. But it is so a thing. I grew up with that. Tell me about this. When you're talking about equipment and stuff, you had mentioned ghost box and things like that. Mm-hmm. What for you, what do you believe works best as far as getting clear, concise answers or communication with the other side?
So one thing with me is I do love all the different equipment. I love seeing it. I love trying it. When it comes to actual investigations, like I'll buy everything. But mm-hmm. when it comes to an investigation, honestly, I think less is more. To me, my voice recorder is one of the main things. That is where I put it into a system called Audacity. And when I go through it, that's the most amazing, is when you hear these responses and things that you did not hear. Mm-hmm. So to me, that's one of the main important, other than yourself. I mean, just being aware and listening and slow down a little bit. I think we all get so rushed, and there's so much going on in the world. So just trying to be in the moment is really important. But as far as equipment, yourself, a voice recorder. I do enjoy the ghost box. You have to learn it a lot, because a lot of the stuff is just coincidence. A lot of things you ask and you get responses. Sometimes it is a radio station and it mm-hmm. is just a coincidence, but I have had some, and you have to learn what is a radio station and what isn't. I've had places where you get a lot of bad words. Well, you know, that's not a radio station because mm-hmm. they don't say that on there. But I've also had a lot of amazing messages from the ghost box. Like I said, the one from my brother was when I was using a ghost box. You just have to learn, and you have to know not everything is paranormal. I do like using the REM pod a lot. I have a REM pod with a millimeter with REM. I like using that, but like I said, overall, you really don't need all the equipment. Some of that's, we do it for tours, a lot of equipment when we have the public, just mm-hmm. because they don't get to experience this all the time. So we do a tour at an asylum, and you like to use the things with lights just because that gives them some excitement. But when it's private investigations, I think less is more.
That wraps up part two of our conversation with Melissa Clevenger about delivering messages. A big thank you to her for joining us and sharing her stories. And thank you for supporting our show and keeping us on the air. We would not exist without you. Until next time for The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step 1. Go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step 2. Collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step 3. Play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games. All for free?
Step 4. Unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Give your walls the most advanced protection with Pittsburgh's Paramount Interior Paint and Primer in 1. It's scuff, scrub, and wear resistant, while also blocking stains and delivering true one-coat coverage. Choose from thousands of color options and refresh your space for spring. View our entire selection of paint and accessories today on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to find great deals happening this week.
Save big money at
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? 1 in 4 tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.